It's like once on Trachea, when I was little and my brother had a dog. You know, a puppy.
She looked at us to see if we knew. We nodded like the statues we were.
A puppy my uncle had brought him. From Earth, I think, or somewhere. Anyway, my brother Gay loved this dog, this puppy. He really did. I mean, he did everything for him. Fed him and petted him all the time.
She took a deep breath.
And all that. And I used to kid him about it. Not really much, really, but some, I guess. Because he was younger than me, and I was full of being the oldest and wise. You know, becoming a woman.
She stopped, thought.
I think I was 10. Anyway, Gay was younger, like I said. And one day he had to go into town, into the settlement. Cholesterol implants, maybe. He was about the right age. And Mom and Daddy were going to be away.
She took another deep breath, a longer one this time. I begged her to stop, but she couldn't hear what I couldn't say.
I was to look after the house and after the dog, the puppy. Gay was so worried. He was sure I didn't like the puppy because I had kidded him so, and I laughed and acted really bored by his concern. Of course I can take care of one measly animal, I told him. And eventually he left the puppy with me. Only because Mom told him to stop being silly.
She paused.
Just before she left, she took me aside and told me to please be sure, and I got mad that she had so little faith in me. But I didn't show it then. I waited until they were gone, and then I let the puppy out by itself.
The tears were really rolling by then. She made a half-hearted attempt to wipe them away.
The puppy never went out alone. Just never. We had sunk a geotherm close to the house, but I don't know, we'd struck the water table or something, and anyway, there was this deep, deep well, about 10 meters, and it was jagged on the side, without plastiform, and some water at the bottom. I was at the kitchen window, and I could see him bouncing around, and I knew that anybody could watch him that way. Gay didn't have to be a baby about hovering over him all the time, and, well, I looked up once.
She sighed like a death rattle.
And he was gone. I ran outside right then, of course, and I knew what I should have known all along, that I had known it was going to happen. I mean, I knew he was going to fall. I knew it. Why else had I let him out?
And she sobbed.